Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block if I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like the Atlantic Express. I feel a vibe and I hear a rumble. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm killing you. I know that I'm wild out of niggas wanna bless me.
I'm your host, Del Boogie. We got T-Roll. Down the guy, ICE. And the super producers are always giving you the fun. OG the fuck. We in the building, baby. Hey, goody. What's going on, nigga? Hey, you know we about to wild out on Wednesday. Hey, man, you know I gotta give a lot of shout outs to start the show. Man, number one, shout out to the Colorado Avalanche for knocking off the two-time champion Tampa Bay Lightning and Hockey. I know y'all don't think we cover hockey, but we do. We got that in check, too. Man, 50 years of the Title IX for the women. Thank God we got women's sports.
Well, I love me. I love watching me some WNBA. And I love watching me those women in the Olympic soccer team. And them girls hard. You know, we just be winning all the time. You know what I'm saying? But boo me. Man, I got a question for you because I know we got a good dummy of the day. Why everybody keeps getting the championship trophy that they getting, man? The Golden State Warriors did it. Now we didn't have the Colorado Avalanche to get the cup. Come on, man. We don't go out there to win the title just to dent it. What's going on with it, player? Man, we got baseball and everything going on. How you feel, Big Brother Boo? Is the weather nice out there in Cleveland?
Oh, man, it's perfect. I'm in the streets. So
yeah.
It's on time. I mean, it's summer, man, and speaking of that, I want to let the streets know we won't be on next week because we got to take a week vacation. It's the 4th, so we got to take a week of pause in between because we be rolling, man, for 52 weeks. So we got to make sure we get one weekend of vacation. So just to the streets, we won't be on next week. Our next time will be the 13th of July. So just let the streets know. But speaking
sir.
Of women, man, shout out to Serena Williams, man. She won yesterday. Did she not, Ro?
Nah, she lost. She lost again in the first round, man. I wanted her to win. She placed 115th ranked player in the world, and she still lost, man.
Yeah.
I think she's more of a parent now than more of a competitor. I'm not going to say she don't compete. I think she just be out there doing what she does because, man, let me tell you, when I was watching her yesterday, it's the thing that she's just, it's a reaction, man. She used to know where to go all the time. Now she gets to some spots and she just look at the ball go over there. I was like, come on, Rena, what you doing? But she do be looking fresh, though, and all those, boy, she be knocking up, boy. Serena, she the dopest one out there as far as looks goes. But she lost it, that's my bad.
Oh, yeah, I know. She took an L, and the reason why I said that, because she's 40 years old, trying to catch the Grand Slam record, tie it at 24. So she's out there trying to accomplish something that only the greats will continue to try to do regardless of her ranking, like Tiger Woods. They'll let her because she's the draw. She brings in the people. She brings in the audience. I know we have these young whippersnappers coming, but, man, I hated to see her go down in the first day on that grass. Hopefully she can recuperate and come back for that U.S. Open. But speaking of women's rights, man, we talking women. Friday, they overturned the 1973 ruling that the Constitution of the United States usually protects a pregnant woman's liberty to choose to have an abortion. That was reversed Friday, Ro. What do you think about this? I know we're a sports talk show, but we do talk on this. This is big on the streets in all aspects of life.
Yeah, big brother. I mean, I really hate that they made the change, but I'm going to also say this. It's a flip side to the coin with that. Okay, and I don't want people to take it the wrong way because we are in the streets and we give our opinions on different topics and different subjects. My first thought about it is this. If there is a young lady or if there is a female, period, that has been raped or taken advantage of and ends up pregnant, that young lady should have the opportunity to make a decision that she don't need to have it. She don't want to have it because of the basic situation that has occurred. Okay, and I understand that 100%. I grew up with some young ladies who were taken advantage of. Let's just say rape. Let's just give it the name that it is. You know what I mean? And they had an opportunity to make sure that they took care of that. But then, there's, you know, you're going to have those people who are going to see the flip side of the coin to it, where they believe that you shouldn't take a life, whether it's, you know, 1 month in the womb, 6 months in the womb, 8, you shouldn't be able to take that life. But once again, I truly believe that it is up to that specific individual to make the right decision on whether or not to bring that life into the world. Because I'm tired of watching the news and seeing people having babies in the microwave or dropping babies and you know, leaving them in the cars because you can't always say that a person will forget, but people do these things on purpose. And if you're going to bring a life into this world just to torture that life that can't protect itself, then you shouldn't be able to bring that life into the world. And that's just my point of view, Big Brother Boo. I know a lot of people going to have some things to say about it, but we got to really look at it, dog. What, how do you see it, Big Brother? Because I know it's a big thing. A lot of people walking around at the state capitol letting these people know what's going down. What's going on? Because I know it's happening down here at the state capitol in Arizona. What's going down there in Ohio? What you seeing on the news? What's your thoughts about it, Big Brother?
They're protesting. They're protesting down in federal and state city buildings. I think this is just a Pandora box. Next thing you know, they're going to overturn people of color with such and such can't vote. They're going to start making up different votes, different laws for you to vote, to change laws and things like that. So I think that this is a big, big issue that's going to snowball into other issues as far as other things on the docket to vote about and change things for the minorities. I really do. I know we're trying to, you know, put things back in perspective, but this is my thing. What are we going to do with those unwanted babies? How are we going to take care of them?
Exactly.
See, that's where I'm going with it. More federal funding, more group homes, more children not being raised in a blood home, not just anybody, but their mother or father. Because
sure.
We know if they have these kids, they're going to be put up for adoption, like you said, put in the microwave, put in the trash can. Brenda has a baby. See, people need to understand that these laws that they're changing, those are subliminal messages that they're trying to hit us with. We need to wake up, smell the coffee, and change some of these things that's going on. We got to, bro. We got to. When we come back, we're going to talk this NBA free agency frenzy. It's Rose.
Oh,
it's
no.
Boogie. It's Styles the God. It's ICE. It's OG the Buck. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street. A whole lot of girlfriends. Free BG. Ha ha.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls, society. This cage where they captured all my ways and bonds. In time I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations to do. It's true. Caught up in this world. I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls. Born black.
finally ask that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. And still ducking in this jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? So look around, just suck, check yourself. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood.
Perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Ro, Sound for God, ICE, and OG the Buck. We've been talking Wade versus Roe. Title 9, 50 years. What do you think? This is something major. It ain't small. Don't sleep. Get on it. We back. We back in the building, babe. It's been a lot of things going on in the NBA. A couple trades. But before we get to those trades, well, first, let's talk about the trades. Then we'll talk about those free agents, man. We had a big trade. And I want to know, you know, what you think of the trade. We had two of them, matter of fact, but the biggest one, you know, DeJounte Murray, he goes over to Atlanta for Denali Gallinari and three first-round picks, 2023 pick, which is from Charlotte, and then Atlanta's 2025 and 2027 first-round picks, which are unprotected. What do you think about this deal? How does this help Trae Young, bro, moving forward? Does this help Atlanta? Does this move the needle?
Oh, my goodness. Does it move the needle? Of course it does. You already were hurting with a guy who's he ain't even taller than Steph. And he been giving y'all the business. And now he gonna get Mr. triple-double when you thought it was Russell Westbrook because he done did it so many times. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Here's Russell Westbrook number two, just in case you didn't know. Murray is going to be the biggest help for not only your boy Ice Trey, but he's going to be the biggest help for Josh Collins because, boy, oh, boy, you already know it's Live City, boo, when them boys on the court. Now you get a guy who averages a triple-double, or just about a triple-double, and you give up what you had to give up for. But guess what? You can find shooters anywhere. There are a lot of people opting out. Can you imagine if they get Bradley Beal? Oh, my God. My God. I'm just saying. It's a lot of money being freed up, but it's going to be, I mean, man, look at here, man. It's a lot of people opting out, boo, and I don't understand why. I love what Kyrie did. I'm not going to lie. I love what Kyrie did by staying home. that's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of money.
Right.
But these boys are looking to make
right.
bread right now. And for all those that didn't check the no box, oh my goodness.
So you say that was good? That was good for Atlanta?
I believe so, big brother, because I'm just saying, how can you pass up a triple-double every night? You don't think that was a good trade? You don't think they gave up what they needed to get Mr. Murray from the San Antonio Spurs and Pop's system? That wasn't a good trade for you?
I think it was a good trade. He's a little bigger at the two spot. Now Trey can do a couple things. Matter of fact, it frees him up, too, getting to the basket, making some plays. My only concern with Atlanta is now is your bench, but that's anybody's concern moving forward. I think it was a good move. We'll see if they can coexist out there. I think this puts Atlanta up there in the top five or six in the East.
Thank you,
Murray. It helps. It helps. It helps Trey. It gets him off the ball a little bit. He can hit buckets down the stretch and don't be as tired when he comes out. Murray can go to scoring. So I think it helps. I think they were looking for that in Cam Reddish, but it didn't happen, so they had to ship him to New York. What do you think about this? I know it's a minor trade, the Nuggets and the Wizards. Will Barton and Monte Morris going over to the Nuggets for Ish Smith and Kentavious. Who did that work out for? It's not a big, but what do you think is going to help better?
Man, listen. What the Denver Nuggets are doing are protecting the MVP of the league. That's what they doing. When you get a Morris brother on your team, guess what? You're getting a bully. Boo me. Everybody know you need a bully on the team to win. You need at least one bully. If you don't have one, you got two, and that's a good thing. That's what Phoenix is lacking, a bully. They would have won a championship to have one of the Morris brothers on the team, I'm telling you. They would have won a little bit further. But when you get a bully like one of the Morris brothers, who not only is just a bully, but they got skills. They know how to hoop. And not only is it an inside game, they got outside game and defense to go along with bullying you on the court. Whatever Denver needed to do to get somebody who's going to help the Joker, just like Atlanta did with Ice Trey. When he goes out, you need somebody who can be consistent. Guess what? They got that. And like you said, it is something minor. It ain't like, oh, wow, what a big trade. Oh, eye catcher. No, it ain't one of those. But guess what? When you see the rankings after the All-Star break and you see where Denver is, you're going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I see what's going on. I see what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? So in a minute, everybody will get a chance to back up and take a look at what's going on with the young fella going from Denver to the Knicks. That's even better for him because the young man, he didn't fit Denver's system, big brother. And you know that. Everybody knew that. He looked like he should have stayed in college a little bit longer. But now that he's a Knick, hey, he gonna get some burn. So that's going to help him. You know what I mean? You think it was a good trade? Or you think Denver just gave up too much? Pretty easy.
I didn't think Denver.
Come on now. Don't
Denver,
what's in your cup?
Denver gave up Will Barton and Monte Morris, which is a guard. They got back. I mean, it was two a guard and a wing for a guard and a wing. KCP and Ish Smith for, you know what I'm saying, Barton and Morris. So my thing is I think the Nuggets got better at, and I'm not saying that he's a consistent outside shooter, but KCP, I think he would open up the floor a little bit for Joker. But Washington, they're just rebuilding. I think they're trying to get young, athletic, and just build within. Let's talk about this last trade, and then when we come back from break, we'll talk about these free agents who've picked up options and declined options. But let me ask you this, man, before we go to break. And this is a question I want to ask the streets, man. Shout out to P, man. Shout out to my man Rock, you know what I mean, out there in Atlanta. But let me ask you this. The Knicks traded Nerlens Noel and Alec Burks to Detroit to unload $19 million to try to get Jalen Brunson. And I want to ask you this. Do you think this is smart by the Knicks to unload this money and try to go after Brunson and give him this type of money? Is he worth it to go to the Knicks?
I'm going to give you a little insight. I heard that there's somebody that works for the Knicks. I ain't going to give up no name. That really dig Jalen Brunson, and this is why this action or this motion has been you know so heavy. Jalen Brunson helped the Dallas Mavericks, and we got, come on man, we made it to the Western Conference Finals just think about that, man, just to get blown out by the champs. And that was one individual, I believe, that scored 40 in one of those 5-6 games against the Golden State Warriors. You know what I mean? So is it worth it? I mean, it's the Knicks. You got J.R. Barrett, or excuse me, B.J., you know. R.J. Barrett. And I was going to call him R.J.B., and then you got the left-handed kid. So if you're going to bring in Brunson, yes, he's not the young one, but he's going to be the veteran of the team. So he's going to be able to control things and slow things down when the Knicks get out of control. Let's not forget, them boys got the Knicks started off hot last year. Had Stephen A. and had your boys, you know, they were ready. They thought the Knicks was really going to do something, and then they lost like 15 games in a row. So I'm going to say it's just another hype behind the madness. I don't think the Knicks going to really be that good. You creating a lot of money, but we'll see. Because I don't think Jalen Brunson is the only person that the Knicks are really trying to get, to be honest with you. They playing mind games with us, and we know what Mr. Nolan likes to do over there in New York. He pissed people off, but sometimes he makes the right decision. And we're going to see if he's going to make the right decision on this one. You know what I mean? Like I said, I just got an inside tip. There's somebody on the Knicks, in the Knicks organization, that really dig Jalen Brunson and want that man to be on that team, part of that organization right now, yesterday. So that's what I believe. I don't think it's a good one, but he don't get paid. You know that. What you think? It's a good move for your Knickerbockers? Because I know you've been riding that job for a minute. I know you got something to say about the $19 million that's freed up. What your Knicks going to do, Clint?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this, and it's going to be this. I've been a Knicks fan since 1982. It's been a long time, and we've been hot, we've had our time, we've had our ups and downs, we've been down, and because we've been down, we're going to overpay Jalen Brunson. Only thing Jalen Brunson is going to bring is leadership, his availability. He doesn't get injured. Hopefully, he can set guys up like John Randle to get easy buckets. Julius Randle, I'm sorry, to get easy buckets. Cam Reddish to get easy buckets. Get Derrick Rose to come off the bench. Thing that I can see that Jalen can bring to us. But does he move the needle? No. He doesn't move the needle. I don't think he's worth that much money. But because we're desperate and we need a a point guard to facilitate and to get these guys going, I feel bad that we're going to have to pay him. And see, we have
you
to do something and develop these young guys.
You can't have your young boy Julius Randle leading in points, rebounds, and assists. You gonna need Bronson Boone. Come on now.
I understand that. I'm a needy, but I don't want.
But that's right.
Hey, man, shout out to my girl Sherry down there in Michigan. It's her birthday today.
You
shout
don't
out to
win
my
with
man,
a 5-10 point guard. You don't win with a 5-10 point guard.
No, well, he could be our point guard. We just need some pieces around him, like CP3. We need some pieces. We got a couple, but we'll see. But I wouldn't pay him $19 million. When we come back, we're going to talk people who accepted, declined, and accepted options. This is street. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Dream.
A whole lot of.
Crazy.
They saying Drizzy just snapped. Just in between us is not like a store. This isn't a closable gap. Hey. I see some niggas attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not play that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rap. We in Atlanta, I buy her wig. She telling me Tay is the best. Point at the nigga who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper. You play with me, you won't get stressed. And I never been embraced, and the money's hard to make, so I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of the rich and forgot about the bend. Now they just called me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Let me be dead and now they won't dead it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my niggas still eating. Backyard it look like the garden eating. Pillow talk with him, she's spilling the tea. And it started, came back and said she didn't mean it. It's hard to believe it. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh,
it's
sometimes
the
we cry, but I guess you know
now. From the street perspective, I'm your host, Daryl Boogie. Babe, I got T-Row Styles, the guy that I used to meet, and the executive producer who bringing the funk, Babe, OG the Funk.
Where these niggas be at when
we've been talking Roe versus Wade, the big trade in the NBA, Monte Murray to San Antonio, the Knicks trying to free up some money to get Jalen Brunson. I don't know about that move, but hey, when you're desperate, you do desperate things. Hey, man, let's take a peek at this. Let me ask you, Styles, the guy, big deal or no big deal? Kyrie Irving, he opts in to the $36 million. Do you think this is a good sign moving forward with him and his relationship with the Brooklyn Nets?
I think no man will opt out of that
out of $38 million when you don't know if team wants you or if they're going to give you an extension. So I think it was a good idea for him to opt in. You know, just dealing with all the issues he's dealing with and all the scrutiny. So he had to opt in. And I think that's the best thing for Brooklyn, not for Kyrie, but for Brooklyn Nets. If they still want to be contenders and compete and try to win a championship, that was the best thing for the Brooklyn Nets.
Streets, what you think, Ro? You think this is a good thing moving forward for Brooklyn and Kyrie opting in?
One thing I've learned about Kyrie, what it do, STG? I'm going to say
What's
this. You put pressure on Kyrie, Kyrie going to make you pay. Kyrie done heard all this. And one thing I done learned between him and KD is that I think these boys looking to really prove a lot of people wrong. You know what I mean? And KD right. I can't lie. I'm jealous, too, if I'm Charles Barkley, watching how much these boys make. And that's before the shoe deal and everything else that go along with it. You know what I mean? I would be upset, too. These boys making a whole lot of money. But Kyrie wasn't going to turn down what he about to make. And another thing is this. Him and KD about to put some. Man, it's about to be ugly in the East. The East better do what they need to do, because there's one thing for sure. Kyrie and KD going to show up. And I'm saying this. Kyrie going to play more than 50% of the games this season, even though he hasn't done so in his whole career. We shall see. I'm just putting that out there. Who, me? Was it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, this is the thing. Swerving Irvin, you never know. The good thing about it is he opted in. Like you said, who's going to turn down $36 million? But this is the thing about the thing with Kyrie Irving. Still there doing before the trade deadline. If it gets rocky, if the relationship between him and Steve Nash starts getting rocky and he gets to talking, you know what I mean, reckless to Steve, and it's not going good there. So he still can be traded, maybe not to the Lakers, for Russell Westbrook, but he still can get traded. And they keep whispering this Lakers, Kyrie, to the Lakers. Don't you know that Kyrie put all them teams up there and he knew that he wasn't going to be traded, a sign and trade. Kyrie is playing chess with the media. He's not playing checkers. But I tell you what, if he doesn't like it, by the time it gets to February, we may see Kyrie in another uniform. Let me ask you this.
Wait.
I'm going to start with you.
Hold on.
I'm going to start with you.
Hold on.
Yes.
Because I know where you go. You said he's going to play with LeBron.
Put on a Laker court unless he's with the other team. I don't expect that. But let me ask you this. James Harden, another one, SCG, he opted out. Is this a good thing for the 76ers or – is he looking to go elsewhere?
Well, what I'll say with James Harden is he's a celebrity NBA player. First and foremost, it's a great thing for the 76ers that he opted out and then didn't want that $50 million that they owed him for one season. I know the 76ers are probably going to give him a 3-year deal, probably about 130, 120 around there, and you know, it's going to clear up some cap space for them to bring in a few players. But I don't think it's a good idea for the Philadelphia 76ers to give James Harden a 3-year deal. I think they should just give him a go 1 year at a time with him, man, because you never know with that guy. So that's my take with James Harden.
How much you gonna pay him for
1 year deal?
SGG, how much are you gonna pay James Harden for 1 year?
I'll give him $36 million for the one, and then have him a $40 million opt in for the second year, T Row.
So you haven't signed a 3-year deal?
You gonna have to. Because it's one thing for sure. We know he's going to get drunk and bump his head on something. We're going to see him somewhere on social media. And then, yeah, we're going to be talking about him. He's going to have to do something. So
yeah, I think James Harden is one of those Bradley Beal Kyrie things, T-Row. He's a $36 million, you know, max player, $36 million. You give that to him, he earned that. But I don't think you should give more, bro.
You right about
what
that.
What you think, bro?
I ain't going to lie. I mean, the one-year deal sounds cool, but, I mean, I still got to see what he going to do with the big dog in the middle. Joel should have been the MVP. That's just not – let's get that off the table. But we ain't really get to see what him and James Harden could do together. They both got hurt, so we only saw him just like we saw Kyrie and KD. I mean, the one-year deal, yeah, that sounds cool, but – oh, man, I would want to secure James Harden because I think he is that good. Is he worth it? Hell, yeah, he worth it. But I just, oh, my goodness. I just don't need him to be drunk hanging out with Meek Mills on the corner. I just, it's been too many shootings in Philly lately. I'm just saying. But I need him. I definitely would need him. I'm just saying, that three high year to year, oh, wait, that's a good one. These boys getting paid, Boobie. What you think? Is it a good thing? Is he going somewhere else if he don't like what he getting in Philly?
Well, he's not gonna go anywhere else. He's tied in with Maury. He's gonna take lesser money. Is like STG said to help get a bench, but he's going to take lesser money, but not on the lesser years. Still going to be 3-year deal a 4-year probably, or a 3-year deal with an option year. So 3 at the least. I think he's going to be there for 3. But I tell you what, though, with James Harden. If he doesn't get it together, when Embiid's contract up, watch it. If somebody's hot, a guard is hot, and he can play with somebody that can bring him a ship, watch Embiid to maybe walk for a big deal and get a sign and trade somewhere else because they're not giving him the right pieces to get him over the hump to the championship. So watch out for that.
Who me? Let me ask you this.
Might be subject to playing cards.
The biggest name out there right now is your boy Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal,
yeah,
fan, Washington.
I'm going to ask Styles the guy, what do you think about Bradley Beal? He declined his option. Where do you see him going next year?
Pop, if that was my son, he's going to take that $300 million. That's my take. That's my if that's my son, you're going to take this $300 million. I think, yeah, I don't give a damn. You ain't going nowhere. About to change the whole family for the rest of our lives. You're taking this 5 years, $300 million. That's what you're doing, son. That's my take. Yeah.
That's a lot of bread.
What you think, man? Paid. Once again, he's another one about to get paid. We ain't even counting the shoe deal. He's about to get paid, man. If he's smart, he wouldn't go anywhere because that's who's going to pay him the most. It could be somebody out there that's going to challenge him. But, man, I mean, like, Mark Cuban, I hope you listen. We need somebody like that. But I know we can't afford Bradley Beal. I really don't think he's going anywhere. And I think he's going to be the one to sign for the most this season amongst anybody, all the free agents. It don't matter. He's going to sign for the most. That's what I believe. And he's going to stay a Washington Wizards. That's why they got the bully. They got Monte Morris. They got the bully coming over there. They're going to get somebody from Monte Morris to bust aside the head so they can do the damn fool. Watch what I didn't mean to say Denver earlier. I meant to say watch. Watch where Washington be standing when the playoffs, after the All-Star break. Monte Morris is going to help Bradley Beal do his thing. Because he going to have everybody else doing the same thing. Excuse me, don't they have Harrell? Is Harrell over there in Washington.
They got.
Jarrell
they
might
got
be going to jail. Remember, he got caught with. Remember, he got caught with.
I understand
that,
I'm not talking about that right now. I'm looking at the positive.
They got Porzingis. They got Porzingis from Dallas.
Oh, that's even worse. Yeah. See. Okay.
Yeah. See, you're right. Thank you.
Boo, what you think? He gonna be the highest paid free agent?
I'm gonna tell you, and this is something that. Watch what I tell you guys. I know he can stay in there because of the Larry Bird rights, but he can take a lesser deal and still get a max deal. Even wherever, if he takes that 4-year deal instead of the 5, the max, the super max, he can still get a max. So that being said, I'm looking at a sign and trade with the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, Bradley Beal, and those young guys with Bam. And Hero still trade some picks and get Bradley Beal in there with Jimmy Butler.
Oh my!
You can
goodness.
Do it. If I'm Pat Riley, that's what I'm thinking. What do you want Washington Wizards for Bradley Beal? I think that's a good piece for Miami. They need to be thinking about that type of thing. They have to look to get a guy like that to go along with Jimmy Butler to help him out. So I understand.
But Bradley Beal don't
want to
leave Washington.
Bradley Beal. See, this is the thing, and you can look at it like this. I'm gonna look at it like this to the world too. And I'm gonna say this: either you take that deal and go for championships, or you would just be a rich guy in the league, and you won't even get to the Hall of Fame. You'd be considered a very good player, but will you be considered a Hall of Famer? With a lot, you have 50 more million than what you would have on the other deal. See, you are you trying to get legacy? I know you want your money. We all want our money,
man.
But how much money do you need? Don't you want to compete for championships too? He would never compete for a championship with the Wizards, ever. Let's just throw that out
that's
there.
That's okay.
Ever.
The whole family good for the rest of their life. My whole family good for the rest of their life. So I tell you that. We good.
They already good.
Generation.
They already good. And they still will be good on the contract that he has signed if he do leave the Wizards. I'm just saying, do you just want to be having all the dough, or do you want to have most of the dough, and maybe compete for a championship?
So Miami
you
is
think
the only
about that.
I'm just saying you threw Miami
no,
out there.
I'm just saying a contending team. I'm just saying for Miami,
right.
That looks good. But it's some other teams out there that can use a Bradley Beal on their roster and compete for a championship. I think Phoenix Suns trade him for DeAndre Ayton. I want that to happen. Those are the things I want to happen in free agency, and I want that to happen tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I want that to happen.
And this
is what I like. When we come back, we're going to talk
about the break.
Free agency. One more time.
What, it feels like.
What do you think is going to be the biggest splash on the first day of free agency? Let us know. The Dream Team, we're going to give you our answer when we come back. And then we're going to get to that asylum. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. You better tell a friend to tell a friend. You tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Dream!
Before I get pressed, I'm merch. Better days pray for but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in the 6, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. In the only room, keep your dollar bills right. What it feels like.
feels like. Scorpion bricks, way before Orbeez double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef. Chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. I arrest on my dick, try to audit all my checks, too late. You know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack a storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk. And yet you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect. I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be mean, I'm saving all my little bread. Pray for me, y'all, one day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts. Real niggas is distinct, it ain't safe for me, my dog. They killing niggas in they own hood, that makes sense to you at all. You burnt your bridge to the other side, you know you can't swim across. Y'all know niggas can't swim, they fried Mike after he died. Y'all know niggas can't win, you never land, don't joke aside. I arrived on the J. Fred Hampton, got murdered. Hold up, assassinated just to clarify further. What y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Force. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed cubs.
And this is what it feels like.
Oh!
This is what it feels like.
It's the Breach and Talk Sports Talk Show. With it, with the hip hop. From the street perspective. Hey man, I wanna give a shout out to my man Dion, aka Shock, man, for love forever. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rock. I see you, Rock Nation. Peace. Fly me a kite. Let me know if you want to get in the asylum. You already know. 515-605-9750. We've been talking Roe versus Wade. The overturn. What that means for our women out here. And just for voting, period. What did that do? Give us your opinion. NBA, big trade. Is Ice Way going to be all right with my man Murray from San Antonio? Big deal. My Knicks, man, they trying to free up money to get Jalen Brunson, man. Do you think that's a good move? You need it.
James Harden, Bradley Beal, Patty Mills, Bobby Portis, they've all opted out. Kyrie opted in.
Let me ask you this, Dream Team, before we go back to the commercial and then get I'm flying some kites and people want to get in tonight. What do you want to see happen tomorrow? What's your big splash for tomorrow? What do you think, bro? I'm gonna start with you. What's your big splash for tomorrow? We know they can't sign contracts till July 1st, you know what I mean, at 12 o'clock. But what do you think tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time? What you think? Is it going to be something big tomorrow, first day?
It's going to be something big. But I think it's already, it's happened, but it hasn't happened. Like you say, we got to wait to a specific time to make it official. And we haven't even talked about this one yet. You know, John Wall, he opted out. And, you know, he just waiting for the buyout. He going to get traded and signed with the Los Angeles Clippers. Man, look a here. I don't know why he wasn't one of the topics of discussion for today, but I know somebody out there in the asylum that's going to agree with me on this one. Yeah, it's a lot of them that's going to be going down, and we got a lot of conversation when we come back after the 4th of July weekend. But, man, let me tell you something. John Wall, PG-13, and the Claw. Oh, hoo-wee. It's going to be a lot of good. Don't get me wrong. But, man, yeah. And something's going to happen with Russell Westbrook, too, because we know LeBron already play a coach over there with the Lakers. But beyond that, yeah, I got John Wall. It ain't official, but it's official. I got John Wall. That's going to be a big story, man. In L.A.? Oh, man. SPG, young one, what's bigger than that? You don't have one bigger than that. I know you don't.
Oh, I got one bigger than that, bro.
talking,
I got one bigger than that, bro. You want me to let you know what it is, bro?
Please. I know it may be Bradley Beal.
The Lakers is gonna trade for Buddy Hield, and they're gonna trade for the other kid from the Indiana Pacers. They're gonna trade for Buddy Hield and T.J. Warren, and they're gonna give up Russell Westbrook for him. So to look out for the Lakers in a trade with the Indiana Pacers. We're going to give Russell Westbrook to the Indiana Pacers for a couple pieces with that first-round pick. That's my take. Yeah.
What the streets? Indiana. I mean, he already wearing yellow. It just won't be the
yellow.
I mean,
Miles Turner, T-Row, and Buddy Hield will be going to L.A. for Russell Westbrook.
I like, well, they were actually supposed to get Buddy Hield before. Boo me. You still don't have one bigger than what I said. I don't believe it. I know you got something in your cup, but it ain't nothing big. It ain't nothing bigger than John Wall going to the Clippers. What you got?
Nothing bigger than John Wall going to the Clippers on the first day of free agency tomorrow. The biggest thing that I want to see, how much money and how many years the New Orleans Pelicans is going to give Zion Williamson.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I want to see.
Oh, can I ask you a question about that one?
I'm listening.
Seeing to do how much Ja get paid depending on what he going to agree to? Or do you think they're going to end up together?
Well, it's like this. You can't. Ja got to wait because Zion a number one pick, so you got to see how much he get.
Oh, oof.
Ja's not. Ja wasn't the number one pick, so he's gonna get. But see, Ja just gonna get the super max regardless. He ain't gonna. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no waiting or nothing like that. So they're gonna lock him up. He gets hurt, but I mean. Zion Williamson has played, I mean, more lesser games than played. So you have to take that into consideration. So I'm just interested to see on day one what type of contract that the New Orleans Pelicans is going to offer Zion Williamson. That's what I'm looking for on the first day.
Ooh.
I really want to see that. And I want to see if Phoenix is gonna put my man on the table and go and get him out of there. They're not
DeAndre?
DeAndre. Yeah. And listen to this.
It's the heat.
I got a kite flown to me, and my man Chuck say, Bradley Beal to Portland with Dame. No, we've tried that already. We tried that with C.J. McCollum. It'll be the same thing. It'll be the same thing. Two guard. They need a Dame. Need a wing. He needs someone that wing to help him. I think he's good on that perimeter, just him, but I think he needs the wing.
He needs DeAndre Ayton. Damian Lillard needs DeAndre Ayton.
Ooh, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. We going old school. When we come back, we're going to get in the asylum. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. A to A, D, folks, I see you in the queue. Keita, I see you. 480-667, I see you.
D, boys, down with us. DJ Red Alert. He's down with us. RoboCop boy down with us. Making funky music is a must. I'm number one. One, 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 one. People still taking rapping for a joke. A passing hope or a phase with the rope. Sometimes I choke and try to believe. When I get challenged by a million MCs, I try to tell them we're all in this together. My album was raw because cause no one would ever think like I think and do what I do. I stole the show and then I leave without a clue. What do you think makes up a KRS? Concisive teaching or very clear speaking? Ridiculous bass, aggravating treble, rebel, renegade, must stay paid. Not by financial aid, but a rate of hits, causing me to take long trips. I'm the original teacher of this type of style, rocking off beat with a smile or a smirk or a chuckle. Yes, some are not up to BDT posse, so I love to step in the jam and slam. I'm not Superman, because anybody can or should be able to rock off turntables, grab the mic, plug it in, and begin. But here's where the problem starts, no heart. Because of that, a lot of groups fell apart. Rap is still an art, and no one's from the old school. Cause rap is still a brand new tool. I say no one's from the old school, cause rap on a whole isn't even 20 years old. 50 years down the line, you can start this. Cause we'll be the old school artists, and even in that time, I'll say a rhyme, a brand new style, ruthless and wild, running around, spending money, having fun. Cause even then, I'm still number one, 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 one. The KRS-One, of course, comes to express with style the lost ways of rhyming, old and new, past and present. Knock, knock, who is it? A brand new style. Oh, time to change. People talk about me when they see me on stage. Live in action, guaranteed roar. I hang with the rich and I work for the poor. Now, tomorrow, you can say you saw KRS-One stomping once more. I play by ear, I love to steer the Alfa Romero from here to there. I grab the beer, but not in the ride, cause I'm not stupid, I don't drink and drive. I'm not a beginner, amateur or local. My album is selling because of my vocals. You know what you need to learn? Old school artists don't always burn. You're just another rapper who's had his turn. Now
it's the streets
turn.
Of talk, for a talk show, put it to the hip-hop. I'm your host, Dale Bush. We got Zero. We got Styles of God. We got ICE. We got OG the Buck, who's bringing the ones and twos. We've been talking Roe versus Wade. We've been talking NBA free agency. Kyrie Irving opting in. James Harden opting out to help Philly get some pieces. Bradley Beal opting out. Patty Mills, Bobby Portis. John Wall going to the Clippers. What do you think is the biggest splash going to be tomorrow in the first day of free agency? Do you think Kyrie Irving is going to finish the season as a Brooklyn Net, even though he opted in? Do you think that was a good move by Atlanta going to get my man D. Murray from San Antonio? It's the streets. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. It's that time of the show. We about to get in the asylum. My man P down in West Palm Beach. You in the building, baby. What's your deal, P?
We in the building, baby. What's going on, gentlemen? That's that boy, P.
Oh, man.
All right, been listening to y'all, good gentlemen. You know, speak some gospel out there about the NBA. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm gonna start off with the Roe versus Wade subject because I mean, it is like you said, El Meeks. It is a huge, huge, controversial, you know, decision that they made. I mean. On one hand, yeah, it affects me, but at the same time, all I can think about is, like, my nieces, like, my sisters, my aunts, you know, like, knowing that they have, like, less rights, you know what I mean, than 50 years ago, like, which is crazy, you know, and I always never really understood, like, how men in power could make such a hasty decision like that, you know, knowing they probably have daughters, knowing they probably have wives. And it's like, you don't even think of that, like, when you, like, you know, in the back of your mind, at least, to where it's like, all right, how would this affect my family, you know? Because, again, they're going to have to grow up with this same rule of law, too. I mean, it's not like, you know, people could just skate around this, you know what I mean? So it's just going to become more deadly for women to, you know, try to take care of their bodies, and God forbid anything bad happens to where the pregnancy, you know what I mean, might kill them, you know what I mean? It's just a terrible situation. Man, I don't know, man. It's just crazy to see how the world is just changing, like, day to day, you know what I mean, year to year. And it's just, I don't know whether it just feel like it just get worse, you know, for the kids that we got, the next, you know, two, three generations that we got to raise here. Like, it just feels awful some days. Like, but, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm going to forever be, an optimist, you know, and try to look on the bright side. But, man, it just looks so dark, you know what I mean, once that ruling came down, and just seeing people, you know, shed tears because, you know what I mean, it is, you know what I mean, very controversial, you know.
But, what you think about this NBA free agent situation going down? Because you know it's insane happening. Like Boo said, okay. We got the 6 o'clock tomorrow.
So, yeah, man. I mean, first, I'm going to start off with the DeJounte Murray trade. I mean, yeah, you could say, I mean, it's a good trade for the Hawks. I mean, it's, I kind of see it as a lateral move. I mean, they try to get the ball out of Trae Young hands, which is admirable, and find a person who can defend point guards, you know, and let Trae Young just, I guess, play off the ball for defense. But, I mean, it's still like a lateral move. Like, it's like they didn't really get no better. I mean, granted, DeJounte Murray is an all-star. I ain't going to take nothing away from the boy. He did average 21-9-8 with, I think, like two steals or I think a steal
yes,
and a
sir.
Half. So, I mean, he is a good player for what they're getting. But to give up, I mean, God, I mean – you hear what these teams be asking. Boy, they be asking, they asking for 4 first rounders. Like, jeez, like the Oklahoma City Thunder got that for Paul George. Like, with an extra first rounder thrown in there just for Paul George. DeJounte Murray
is
very near Paul George. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just crazy to see the money being thrown around. I mean, God bless the Knicks for trying to get Jalen Brunson. He ain't really gonna do nothing for them, for real, for real. I mean, he get him a good ball handler, you know, next to RJ Barrett. But again, it's like, yeah, on one hand, you could say he need more touches because Luka taking the ball out of his hands, and he do better, you know, with the ball in his hands. But at the same time, like, you playing with RJ Barrett and Julius Randle, like, come on now, I can't take that serious. Like, you giving that man $100 million for what? Like, he ain't going to make your team no better. You know what I mean? Like, they still going to be in the play-in. So it's like, I don't even know why you're going to give that man that much money, you know? When, I mean, yeah, you could say he a solid, I guess, two-way player. I mean, I can't really say he play excellent defense, but, I mean, he a good team defender, you know? And he could defend guards a little bit, you know what I mean? But he ain't no game changer for the Knicks. And, I mean, if they throw him $100 million, shit, God bless him. I'm glad it's not my team throwing him $100 million. But,
AP, can the Knicks get somebody else to go with Jalen Brunson?
I mean, who are they going to get? What player wants to come there? Like, I mean, yeah, you could clear up all the salary cap in the world, you know what I mean? But if players don't want to go there, they don't want to go there. Like, it ain't a team that's exactly on the up and up, you know? I mean, yeah, they got picked. They got, like, you know, they got like a good couple of picks like for the next like 7 years, but it's like still, it's like who really want to play in New York? Like, you know what I mean? They're the Knicks. I mean, they're a laughing stock every year. Like, you know, we don't take them serious. So, I mean, I ain't really hoping for nothing from them.
Man, let's hop Pete Dogg in my team.
Pete Dogg in your squad.
I mean,
bro.
Ain't nothing against them. I mean, they loyal as can be. They sell out every game. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess that's worth something. You know what I mean? But as long as you got Leon Rose and the whole, you know what I mean, front office staff leading them, they ain't going nowhere. So God bless Jalen Brunson. I hope, you know what I mean? Get paid, young nigga. You know what I mean? That's what I'm telling all these young boys out here. Play Alexa. Play 42 Doug and Lil Baby. Paid. Yeah. We paid. I'm telling you. You feel me? Lifestyle said with Bradley Beal, cuz go ahead and take your quarter of a billion. Take that. That's me. I'm taking that. You know what I mean? Bradley Beal, he's not going nowhere. That man, he's probably one of the only players I look at like he like to flirt with nobody. You know what I mean? He go out to free agency. Maybe he got like a year left on this deal. There's all these teams showing interest in him. At the end of the day, he going to re-sign with that team. He going to take that $250 million. He gonna run that joint all the way to the bank and be good, be good for the rest of his life. He just gonna be playing, and he gonna retire a Wizard, kind of like Damian Lillard. You know what I mean? They just running from the grind. They ain't trying to win for real. They just trying to collect as much money as they can while they can. You feel me? Because they good. They good NBA players to at least get. I think one more after Bradley Beal get paid this contract. I think he got one more big contract in him. And then he'll definitely really be good. You know what I mean? So, hey, if you know you ain't going to win, shit, collect the most
right
money
now
while you can. Yeah, so right. he got one more big payday in him. So, I mean, shit, get your money while you can. Because, shit, at the end of the day, if you ain't winning, shit, get the most letters while you can. Because, shit, it could be over just like that. You know what I mean? With one freak injury. So, shit, man, make your family comfortable. I mean, as far as other free agents, I don't really see nobody doing nothing. Like, I want to see Zach LaVine go somewhere else and really try to win, but that ain't happening. I don't really see no other teams really making no big moves. I mean, yeah, the Kyrie Irving situation is interesting, him opting in and whatnot, but unless it already showed the market didn't really want him. He ain't had no other choice but to take that $36 million. He definitely, like, I don't think that even if he wanted to take that $6 million to join the Lakers or whatever, tuck his tail and go back to LeBron after he told him, you know what I mean, I want to go lead my own team. The NBA Players Association is not gonna let him turn down $30 million, because then that's just messing up the market for other free agents or other restricted free agents. So I think it was a little bit of pressure there from the Players Association, like, hey, just opt in and take your $30 million, take your $36 million. You know what I mean, you can still get traded, and a team can still offer you a short term contract, kind of like what Philly doing with James Harden, but I don't know. Kyrie, he's just too unreliable for me. And it's just like, I don't know, it's like whatever way he wake up, you know, whether he wake up on the good side of the bed or the bad side of the bed, it just depends on the day, I guess. So, I mean, I don't really see. I mean, yeah, I want to see Brooklyn do well because I want to see my man KD at least, you know, get one more ring. But, I mean, hey, it's going to be crazy to see how free agency turn out, though.
Yes, it is.
One more thing, Meeks, shout out to Miami Hurricanes QB for inking that 9.5 NIL deal. These college athletes are about to really turn the system upside down in these next few years of these NILs. You're going to be seeing players making NFL money cause in college, like just coming to college, man. So, yeah, keep looking out for these NIL deals.
Yes, sir. We need that. Straight 9.4 million. Boo, we took $200 just a game.
I'm telling you, man, this coming out of high school. 9.4 coming out of high school.
Hey, man, I took $200 just to survive for the week during the season.
Man. 9 point. Ooh, wee. Well, P, man, we appreciate you calling us, man, and giving us that funk as usual. And you know what to do. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Straight.
Appreciate it, sir. Hey, speak on that. Yes, speak on that Deshaun Watson situation, too, before y'all, you know, cut off for the night.
Man, you know.
We about to holler about that. I'm about to ask Styles the Guy. I'll keep you on, P. Styles the Guy. What do you think, man? The NFL is pushing for a year suspension and indefinite suspension as well. What you think going to happen, man?
I told
you. Man, what Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to get 8 games. It's too much money being spent for him to miss a whole year. You got to remember, the commissioner works for the owners. Okay, they gave this guy $230 million, and they gave him the $230 million to pay off the women. They knew that they was gonna get paid off. They knew the boy was gonna need a little extra purse for the lawyer for the women pay off. So they gave him that extra money. But now they're gonna be on Roger Goodell like, listen, man, we need our money, big money, to be playing football. We'll take the 8, you know, and they might give him 12, and he'll appeal it, and it's going to get brought down to 8. And I think he's going to be out about 8 games this year at most. My take.
What you think, Ro?
Boy, you done bumped your head on a rock. Boy, what you got in your cup? You got that good sauce in your cup this evening. But I tried to tell y'all from the beginning, that boy will not play this season. 17 weeks. He ain't playing. He going to be maybe on the sideline for about 4 games to hang out. But, man, listen, there is a reason. Listen to me. There is a reason why Baker Mayfield has not been traded or cut as of yet. That's because they know Deshaun Watson ain't going to play. Let me tell you something, man. The NFLPA president, Mr. Damari Smith, who is one of the most educated, one of the most smartest black men, and I'm talking about he be working it. He ain't going to be able to get this one done, player. Roger Goodell go, boy, listen, I know who paid Roger Goodell also, but it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing that the Cleveland Browns can do for Mr. Deshaun Watson. Last week, Big Brother Boo said when they got Houston involved, it would help. Did you see what Houston did to that boy? Boo, me. I'ma quit. I'ma stop speaking. Yeah, Baker Mayfield will be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Boo, me. What do you think about the situation at hand with Deshaun Watson? Is he going to play this season?
I'ma ask P first. P, you still on the line. What you think, P?
It's kind of tricky for him, man. I think he's going to get a whole year. I ain't going to lie to you. I think it's going to be a whole year for him.
Oh, we see. This is the thing, though. I want to go with you with that year, right?
Right.
But the Texans is a defendant, too. And let's not forget, the Texans is what? Part of the owners. So, because they knew about his fetishes, and they set it up, as soon as he asked for a trade, they put it out. Let's just be honest. Not saying it was right either way, because I'm not condoling. I'm not saying what he did was right, but I'm just saying as far as the fact that the streets are given. I think this helps him. I don't think he gets suspended for a year. The NFL is pushing for it. I know that they're still talking. They talked today. They talked yesterday. They're not going to make a knee-jerk reaction, but they're going to probably have something done before the end of July when training camp starts, so they'll know what direction they need to go. Everybody. But... the conventional will say, I know he settled 20 of them. He still has 4. I think that, yes, maybe a year. I think that, but it's something that's tricky with it just because the owners knew about it and they were involved. That's just me, guys.
That's that money talking money, huh?
Man, that's just me. And I'm telling you this, and last but not least with the Deshaun Watson. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope that they will be able to get him some help if it is what it is. Please get him some help so he can be able to live out his dream and help his family with that 230 guarantee.
That's it.
He got that type of woo-woo with him, man. He's going to be at the
man. When we come back, we're going to give you the big dummy of the day and our shout-out. Hey, man, shout-out to Rock. Shout-out to P.
You know
shout-out to Keita Mo.
I made him a million.
Peace. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Jump. Shout out to BJ. Love B. DJ. Hey, man. I love y'all. This is Streets. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girls.
Oh,
we got that BJ. Stay on the line. Let's go.
I didn't run out no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil' Donna. Living like we in a race. I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag. Bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a telephone foul. City to city, got girls going wild. And I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo, got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the breathing room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them snakes. See all the moves I've been making, by the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greatest. Watch how I move with this paper, I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, is it getting these niggas be faking? I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubt me.
Hey, man, I'm doing the city, yeah. I'm doing the city, man.
They know that she's proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars, that's how I gotta be.
I got bro.
I agree with you, Jalen Brunson up in New York. What is that going to do for us?
You hear me. It's going to do nothing. Nothing for my Knicks, man. But it's that time, man. Bro, you got
Don't be hating. Dummies
of the day, man.
Man, you know I got the big dummies of the day, man. I just don't understand, man. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we done all played sports and we done all been involved in some type of celebration. You know what I'm saying? And we done seen a lot of people do a lot of crazy things. You know what I mean? Don't know how to open the top to the champagne bottle. You know what I'm saying, boo? Don't know how to, you know, do what they supposed to do. When the celebration gets good. You know, over the last 3 weeks, we done had two professional teams, the trophy or the cup. Like I said earlier today, hey, congratulations to the Golden State Warriors, but damn, you get the trophy in a Louis Vuitton case, and as soon as you get it out, you bend it. Same thing goes for you, Colorado Avalanche. I know it's been a minute since you won, but you get excited. You got the trophy in your hand, and what's the first thing you do on the ice? You get the cup. Now, I don't know how much the trophy and the cups cost, but I know they pretty as hell. They come in a nice-ass suitcase. You dig? But come on, man. Go to State and the Colorado Avalanche. Come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that. I know your rings don't make up for it, but you got to do better than that. But not only that, boo me, it just ain't sport-wise that I'm giving the big dummy of the day to. You know we started off with Roe versus Wade.
And my question to my people is, come on, man. You got to be the biggest dummy in the world to even challenge Roe versus Wade. And then to have the balls to go over and overturn it, to have everything going on, what's been happening over the last week and a half. Come on. You want all these people to be in front of your state capitol, in front of these important buildings where people have to go to work every day? Come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, all the people in the asylum, to all my listeners, say, man, that's why you got to vote. Because these people who have the right to make these decisions like they just made, they're going to mess up some. And it ain't going to be pretty. We already know that. It ain't been pretty in the last 2 years dealing with COVID. So today, on Wednesday, Wild Out Wednesday, June 29th, come on, man. Y'all the big dummy of the day. Hit him with it, boo.
You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy.
Yeah, you big dummies, man. You are the big dummies of the day. Man,
how you gonna even
are you kidding me, man? Oh, it's that time of the show.
Clearing up for you. All right.
You got any shout-outs before we get out of here, bro?
Man, you know what it is, man. Free BG.
I
can't stand it all set. My girl Brittany Grimes, man, we gotta get out of rush. You did. Come on home, baby girl. They keep doing you wrong, but we gon' be all right. Shout out to my brother, Steve Fenton. I see you, big brother. Shout out to the Hippie Dog family, y'all know what it is. Man, shout out to the family, man, to the wife, to the kids, man. I got the grandbaby in there at the place. My mama upstairs, man. We doing the most right. I want everybody to know, stay cool, drink a lot of water. Y'all don't want to come here tough for this week. Yeah, it's 108 today, big brother. So watch your back, drink a lot of water. And all my people out there in this asylum, you know the dream team. Love it. To my boys, STG, Dream Team, STG, that young. To my boy, OG the Buck. That boy, ICE, always on the go, always in the soap for you, boy. You did. And that boy, you know what it is. Hey, everybody in this asylum, everybody that be checking out the streets and talking, check this out. I need for y'all to go to YouTube TV and check out Hippie Thug Television. Hey, y'all go there. Y'all gonna see crazy shit. It goes out every day. Hippie Thug TV, man. Check it out. My boy do crazy. That's the doc. For those who know the doc, yeah, we just give it in. You know what I mean? So I want y'all to have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July to all my people. And remember, next week, next Wednesday, he won't be here. We'll see you the following Wednesday, July the 13th. So I love y'all, man. Happy Independence Day to all my people who have served in the Army. In any type of military. I love you. That's from your boy T-Ro. SCG, what you got?
Oh, man, SCG had to go, man. The Uber picked him up, man. So I just want to give a shout-out to all the callers, man. I want to give a shout-out to all the callers, man. My man, Chop, you know what I'm saying, P, Peter Mo. My girl down in Michigan was Sherry, you know what I mean? Big Brother Ice People. I want to give a shout out to my man Rock, Dunk, Gucci, BJ, my man down in the field, my man Jay Beezy, Sean, you know what I mean? Roy, man. I want to give a shout out to Bone Country, my man Jonesy, my man Roy, man. His son. Son's girlfriend lost a baby, man. So our prayers with him. Shout out to my father, man. You know what I mean? He's fighting that battle, man. Fuck cancer, man. So shout out to Big Meat,
yes, sir.
Man. He's doing his thing. So, hey, if you want to listen to the show, go back to blogtalkradio.com. Category Sports search box. That's DH. The Streets is Talking. Check out all our shows that we've had. We're in our third season. So make sure you check us out. You know what I mean? We'll be back in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So get with us. 515-605-9750. We're going to continue to have them barbecues. Picture is rolling and keep inspiring this world. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Picture is rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know there's some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home and something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police. Can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. Picture me rolling.
Streets! At birthday, Skeeter Ball. 7-7, baby. We about to turn up. Love you, boo.
Let's do it. Streets.